everybody. Welcome to the Work the System podcast, where we help business owners make more and work less. And thank you to those of you who are joining me live today on Facebook Live. This is our first time doing this. And so comment, let us know how we're doing. Give us feedback, the thumbs up, thumbs down, and also questions. At the end of today's podcast, I'm going to be answering your questions and just staying on as long as it takes to answer those questions. So put those in the box. And at the end of the message, and today's message is all about golden numbers. So, or number, after we get to those golden numbers, then we'll actually answer those questions. So feel free, put that in the box and we'll get started. Now, the question I have for those listening, and you can comment wherever this platform, wherever you see this video, to start off with is how do you define freedom as an entrepreneur? How do you define that? So put that in the question box there, because I'm going to get back to that at the very end of today's podcast is, what is freedom as an entrepreneur? How do you define that? And feel free to put that in the question box. All right, so golden numbers. I've been working with a lot of companies over the years, and we create KPIs, you know, because what gets measured gets done, as Peter Drucker says, or what gets measured gets managed. And there's a lot of ways to create KPIs or scorecards for a business. You've got your leading indicators, lagging indicators, you've got financial indicators, you have close ratios, average transactions, lifetime value, number of clicks, likes, shares. See, there's so many things to measure in a business. And as an owner, especially a small business owner, it gets complicated. It gets overwhelming. And a lot of folks, they will just neglect to do it. They'll just say, you know what, there's too many things to measure. Let me just get to work. And their team is the same way. And what I've found is the best way to unify a team to help them improve the quality, the speed, the efficiency, profitability, make them unique in the marketplace, is to come up with a number or numbers that set them apart, that really prove the point, really prove the point that they are the best at what they do and you should do business with them. And so today we're going to go through how do you actually develop these golden numbers? What do they look like? And what are some success with that? All right. So people are starting to join. Avi, great to see you. Tony, very good. Lisa, okay. Yeah, so definitely. Again, this is a live stream, so put your comments in there. The big question for those of you who are just joining me now is how do you define freedom as an entrepreneur? So however you define that, put that in the box, and then we'll get to that at the very end. So let me start with a story, and some of you are familiar with it. It's Sam's story. It's in the book Work the System. If you've not downloaded that book, it's at workthesystem.com. Sam gives it away for free. We also have the audio version for free. And in that book, Sam, my business partner, he details how he went from a 100-hour work week to, at this point, not working at all, and how he raised his income dramatically. And he uses a certain methodology to do it. But some of the things that people don't know, because I've worked with him the last 8 years, is the inner workings of how his business actually operates, the inner workings of the measurements, the culture, the team, the people he hires. And so I've spent a lot of time with him, you know, flying around the country, well, actually internationally with him, and a number of hikes, and just continuing to pick his brain. And he didn't come up with this idea of golden numbers, but he just intuitively knew he had to come up with a number to prove the point that they were the best telephone answering service in the world or in the country. So that's what they do at CenturyTel. They're a telephone answering service. And a lot of folks will say, well, we're the best. And the question is, what does that mean? So if you're going to be the best in your market, does that mean the fastest? Does that mean it's the cheapest? Does that mean the best service? Your customers love you the most? Your product lasts the longest, the best warranties? Now, what is it that sets you apart? And it's difficult to do in a competitive marketplace. And so he came up with a series of numbers to measure his team. But ultimately, it leads to this number, and it is the number of reported errors as an answering service. So they take calls and then they deliver calls. And to be the highest quality, they can't make a mistake. So if you drop a call, if you miss a call, it's an emergency call, it's a call that could end in a lead to a sale. That's the customers don't like that, right? That's a big deal. And most answering services are chaotic. The quality is bad. Calls are dropped. Calls are missed. Misspelled names. Mistyped phone numbers. And so what he ended up doing is he came up with this number, which is number of reported errors and they check their error rate. And so that is Sam's golden number, because if he can keep his error rate extremely low, I think it's one mistake for every 15,000 phone calls. So if they can keep their error rate really low, people can't compete with him. And then he can claim we are the best, we're the highest quality, and prove it. And then, you know, as an owner of a business where he's not actually there, right? So he's away from the business, but he still owns it. And I think a lot of you want to do that. He can continue to keep tabs on his business very easily with just one number, the golden number. So if he starts getting mistakes, one mistake every 500 phone calls, that's a big deal. That hasn't happened. But then what does that mean? That means that customers are probably leaving. Customer complaints are high, which is inefficient. It means that the quality of the training has gone down. Maybe the technology is not working anymore. Maybe they're attracting the wrong clients to their business. There could be a whole host of issues. But if their reported error rate continues to get worse, he knows that's a problem. It affects everything in his business. But if his reported error rate is really, really low, like one mistake every 15,000 phone calls, then he knows the quality's good. He knows the hiring's good. He knows the training's good. The technology's good. He's sure the customers are happy. The customers are going to be staying with him a long time because they're not making mistakes. It means he could charge a premium. All these things are going to lead towards efficiency and alignment of his team, alignment of the systems. And that's the number that really proves the point. Because as a business owner, everyone tries to be profit maximizers or trying to grow. But in the end, there's a number that proves the point that you are unique, that you are special, that you are worth doing business with, and that no one else can take that place. And that's what you want to be, ultimately. In your marketplace, whether it's local or international, offline or online, you want to know what that number is. And then you track it, and then your team knows, hey, if we can make this happen through all of our collective efforts as a team, we're going to be something special. And that's why I call them golden numbers. So the steps to actually create these golden numbers are, first, you need to have a strategy. You actually have to have a plan. As the owner, you have to decide, what do we want to be known for? Where are we trying to go? What is the definition of success in our business? And we do that. It's called a strategic objective. That's what we write. But other companies will come up with their own names for it. But basically, it is where are we going? How are we going to get there? And how are we going to define ourselves? So we define ourselves first, and then we build the systems to get that result on a consistent basis. So that's the first step. So if you're thinking, gosh, I don't even know what to have as my golden numbers. I'm a dry cleaner. We clean clothes. You know, how do we differentiate ourselves? Well, then, you know, think about it. You know, in your city, in your area, what are you going to be known for? What are you going to be the best at? And what number matters the most? And it's typically a lagging indicator. That's the first step. Second step is the number. So you've defined, we are the best at this. We are the highest quality at this. We're the fastest, or we're the most fun to work with, whatever it is. Then how do you track that? How do you measure that? What is that number? Okay, and start to actually measure that number and give yourself a baseline. Now, I'm a big believer in goal setting, but I believe you first need to get a baseline. First, just figure out what it is. Be accurate, be consistent, be realistic, honest. Get that measurement. Once you have the measurement, then it's going to be about number three, which is building systems. Building systems in your team, in the way you deliver your service, in the way you market your service, in the training, everything you do should then lead to that number. And if it's difficult to get that number, then maybe you're getting the number once a quarter or once a year. If it's easy, maybe you're getting a quick response, or getting the number every day or every hour, depending on what kind of business you have. And that number is then going to be your golden number. And then you can keep moving that way. So that's what golden numbers is about. And I did it with a company, and I think it's probably the clearest example. So I'm going to go walk through one of my clients just to share with you how this looks. So this is a recruiting agency. So they would help you find an employee and then place them in your business. Pretty simple. Most people understand recruiting agencies. And over the years, it's gotten more and more difficult because more competition, more online services, more automated services, more best practices available to see online, more outsourcing, more just more ways people are chipping at the marketplace and eroding their confidence in their business model. And they realized they wanted to just be premier. They wanted to be the best, the highest quality doing recruiting, helping companies find good employees for their business. And so to do that, they had this strategy. We were going to be the best, and not the best at everything, but just the best at these specific job types in these specific industries. So they got really clear. And then they said, okay, well, we can say this and we can feel this, but are we the best? How do we know? What does that even look like? Because it's difficult to put your finger on good recruiting, right? And so what we did is we came up with two numbers that really define good recruiting. And if those two numbers are good, then everything else is going to be good in the business. And the owner was able to pass the business down to her daughter because of that, because she had confidence that if we just focus on these two numbers, everything else is going to work out. And those two numbers were percentage of recruits that they placed that lasted for a year. So if that recruit they place stays for a year, that's really good. Okay. So they want a percentage to be as high as possible, you know, in the 90%. So, you know, you can't control everything. You can't control people getting pregnant or sickness or moving, but if they can stay in the 90% for a year, that means they picked the right person. They did a good job vetting them. They did a good job finding out exactly what that company needed, and they did a good job there. And the second number was the client happy with that new recruit? On a scale from 1 to 10, how happy were they with that placement? Okay. Now, again, this comes down to knowing exactly what that client wants and then knowing exactly the skill sets of the new recruit, marrying those together, making a good transition, and making sure they're happy. Now, if they can be happy 1 year later with that recruit, like really happy at 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10, that means they're going to keep that client. That means that client's going to continue to use them as a recruiter. That means that client's going to refer other people to them. That means that client's willing to pay a premium. So all of it comes down to at least a year and they're happy with the recruit. Those two numbers. So those were the golden numbers of that business, and it proved that they were the highest quality. So you could say, well, you can go to these online sites, you can go to these cheap sites, and there's all these places to do it. But if you want the best, which means you're really happy with the recruit and they're going to stay long-term, they're not going to leave, they're going to stick, they're going to be a good fit, good culture fit, then you work with this recruiting firm. And it was really important to get those two numbers. And so that's what I'm trying to walk you through, that you can do it, take some thought. We certainly do it during our transformation program, but you can do it on your own. And that's what golden numbers are all about. So now I'm getting more and more people here on the live stream. Now, for those of you who are here, who came late, who missed it, again, define what freedom is for you as an entrepreneur. And then also any questions you have. I've gotten some emails over the last week about the upcoming program we have. But if you have questions, if you have questions for me, questions for business improvement, certainly put them in the question box here during our first live stream, and I'll make sure we get to them. All right, so I want to wrap up with this concept. We're just talking a little bit about work the system, because in the beginning, we talked about freedom, and we talked about the components of freedom. And for Sam and I, when we first started work the system, it was all about this method that's worked, that's taken him from a 100-hour work week to a 2-hour work week when he wrote the book and increased his income. And once we knew that, we knew a method worked, then we started working with clients. And it takes a while to get a statistically significant amount of numbers of people to actually survey. And so we recently did a survey to see, you know, are people getting freedom, you know, as we define freedom. And we define freedom in terms of stress going down, because most business owners are stressed out. And I will tell you, being a business owner does not need to be so hard. Most people make it way harder than it needs to be. So they're stressed out. That's the first thing. Second thing is they're working too many hours. So that's the other element of freedom. We think your mind needs to be free and sustainably. You need to have time, right, to be free, and you need to have income. Most owners are not paying themselves very well. And so they are in a stressful state. They're stuck. There's lack of opportunity, both personally and professionally, because of their lack of income. And so if we can help them on those three areas consistently, then we're in good shape. We've actually done our job. And if we can be the best at that, then people are going to come to us, because they're going to say, wow, they've got a system to make that happen. And so we've been kind of tinkering with our systems and tracking along the way. And we just got some latest survey data with you know, surveying all of the people who've done our transformational group coaching program. And the data was actually better than I thought it was going to be. So really excited to share it with you. So stress level. Now, anyone can reduce stress by, you know, meditation, going on vacation, things like that. But sustainable stress reduction is more difficult. And so we found that our clients had I'm looking at the number here, 34.91 decrease in stress. So wherever you are now, dropping 34%, what would that feel like? I'm assuming it's going to feel pretty good. I'm not too stressed out about my work, but I know a lot of people I work with are super stressed out. So that's the first piece. So reducing stress. The second one was hours, and the average hour decrease, I'm looking at it, is a 10 hours and 14 minute decrease in the amount of work week people work, you know, because you can't have a good life if you're working 80 hours a week. You know, so if you're working more like 40, 50 hours a week, maybe 30 hours a week, maybe 20, your quality of life dramatically increases and the freedom increases. And that's why most people become entrepreneurs in the first place. And the last one is income, right? And so we found an income spike of $41,248 increase. That's annual income personally. So that's not revenue and that's not necessarily profit. It's not, it's the actual what you pay yourself has gone up by an average of $41,248. So those are our golden numbers. So as a business, we know that people aren't going to, they're not going to hire us because of our Facebook Live abilities. They're not going to hire us because of our design, our customer service. They're not going to hire us because of, you know, how fun or funny we are. They're really going to just hire us because of the freedom we can give in a proven method. And so if we can just make sure that those numbers stay strong, I think those numbers are pretty strong, and we can be consistent in doing it. And then our job, my job, is to make that more and more scalable, more and more profitable, and distribute it as much as possible. And so that's what I'm always continuing to do, working on systems to make that distribution possible, but staying true to the goal of the business, right? So that's our golden number. So stress, hours, income. Keeps it simple, right? Everything else matters to a degree, you know, number of clicks, there are people who showed up to this Facebook Live. Those things all matter. But in the end, that final outcome matters the most, because that's what's going to be the thing that keeps the brand differentiated in a sea of, I mean, there's a lot of things you could listen to right now. And there's a lot of coaches, a lot of consultants, a lot of books to read. But if we can hold that place, if we can own that place in the market and do it in a sustainable way, in a systematic way, then that's where we want to plant our flag. And so for you, again, where do you want to plant your flag? So make that strategy, like where are you going to plant it? What is that number going to be, or numbers, could be more than one. And then what is going to be the consistent system to get there? And how do you do that in the most profitable way, which means you're going to be helping the most people? So how do you make that happen? And those are your gold numbers. So hopefully that helps you today as you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, what can I do? There's so many numbers to measure. I would really stick with that. So let me now get to the questions and people who are coming in the Facebook Live. Again, thanks for joining us for the first ever Facebook Live. And of course, I think most of you are listening to this on either iTunes or some other podcast channel or our website. All right. So we got people from Finland. Okay. Hi, Miko. Very good. Freedom to me is having control of time to work when I want. Also increasing income without always having to work more hours. Very good, Lisa. Okay. Hey, Sam, I think you're here too. What a surprise. Sam joined us too. So Sam, put in a comment if you want to, or a question. But again, so this is live for those listening to the recording. Try to join us next time we do a Facebook Live. We'll be sending it out through our email list. If you want to get on our email list, go to workthesystem.com. You can download Sam's book, Work the System, for free. He offers that for free. It's a great read. Obviously, it changes a lot of people's lives. It's pictured right behind me if you're watching the live stream or you're watching this on video on our website. Let me get to a couple questions and then we'll sign off. One question that I got as people were knowing that I was going to be talking about measurements is, how do you measure these numbers? And I guess I'm going to say it depends. There's a lot of ways to measure golden numbers. In our case, we did it with a survey. In some cases, you will have automated tracking systems. Maybe you'll have a tracking system with your Infusionsoft. That's what we use, tracking your sales. Maybe your accountant will track it for you. Maybe your sales team will track it for you. Maybe your assistant will track it for you. But main thing with tracking numbers is do it the same all the time. Be consistent. And otherwise, you're going to get variables that you won't be able to understand. So always be consistent with the tracking of the numbers. And then make sure to remove outliers. We had some surveys where people said, you know, they work 0 hours and they work before 0 hours and their income was negative. Well, if you have random outliers, you got to remove those too. We need to track the numbers. Good. I always got a question. Yeah, with your karate school, I wonder what the numbers would be. That'd be a great question. So those of you that got a karate studio, chiropractor studio, those who do digital marketing, any one of those industries, all of them really, there's going to be a golden number that would prove the point that you set yourself apart. Now, another question I had about was transformation. So we are doing the Work System Transformation Program. Again, this is the final week if you're watching this live. Now, if you're watching the recording, we do it from time to time. It's our flagship program, and it's the one where we got that data. And it's basically a four-month program because it takes time to transform our business. And the program basically walks you through the method of making more and working less, systemizing your business, building the structure and strategy. So if you're interested in that, certainly go to worksystem.com. And if you're new to Work System, go there anyways. Get the free book and start to, maturate in this idea of the systems mindset, this idea of getting outside and slightly elevated, looking down on your business like a machine. All those things really transform a business. And I will tell you, one of the data points I get when I work with clients is within the first few weeks, I check their stress in the beginning and then after a few weeks. And people want time, people want money. But the first thing that drops when you're doing the Work the System method is the stress level. Typically within 3 weeks, stress has gone down 30%. And everyone that I know could enjoy a decrease in stress. So I would check that out. And thanks again, everybody, for joining me. Let us know in the comments if you want to do another one of these Facebook Lives. You might even try a YouTube Live in the future just to test these things out because there's so many tools. We want to make sure the message gets out there. So thanks again, everybody. And those of you listening to the recorded podcast, tune in next week. We won't be doing a Facebook Live next week, but just tune in next week. We're going to do another podcast. Go to iTunes, go to our website, any other channel you listen to podcasts, and I'll be interviewing another expert, another author, another speaker, and they'll be talking with you about how to fix your business so you can make more and work less. Thanks, everybody.